Beginning here on the top of Vav and Aleph, we're continuing to discuss the issue of what is it meant when the Basar reaches Hetar LeKohanim. So we saw that there were three opinions on yesterday's daf as to what Hetar LeKohanim means. Does it mean Hetar Shechita, that the moment that Shechita is over, that already is considered Hetar LeKohanim, it gets rid of the Mila, and we explained that Hetar LeKohanim there meant that it was Hetar LeAvodat Kohanim, because that's the point in time in which the Avodat HaKohanim begins from Kabbalah Me'elech. The other possibility was Hetar Zrika, which means until Kabbalat Adam, everything was done fine. The Zrikat Adam is never done, but because the Kabbalat Adam was good, it's Kezaruk Dami. It's as if the Dam that's in this utensil, Kolomid Lizarei, Kezaruk Dami. Or do we say Heter Achila Shanino? Means it has to get through Zrikat Adam. You actually have to do Zrikat Adam in order for the Basar to be Mutar. Because we have a klal, we have a principle established by Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah, that anything that reaches Heter LeKohanim no longer has Mi'ila. So we want to know what that Heter LeKohanim is. Is Heter Kohanim Heter Shechita, Heter Zrika, or Heter Achila? So the Gemara now is attempting another proof, Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Notar Shemo Alimbo, Yesh Notar Shein Mo Alimbo. There's certain types of Notar. Notar is Basar Kodashim, that's left past the time that it's allowed to be eaten. Some of that Notar has a Dinamila. Some does not have a Dinamila. Ketzad, what's the circumstances? Lan, if the blood was left overnight, meaning he did Kabbalat Adam today, and then he did Zrikat Adam tomorrow. Lifnei Zrika, if he eats the basar before the Zrika, Mu'alim. Well, then you have a dinin mi'ila. You ate from the basar before Zrikat Adam. Zrikat Adam had no impact over here because you haven't done it yet. And therefore, there's still mi'ila on this basar. On the other hand, achar Zrika, after Zrikat Adam, ain Mu'alim bo. Then, there is no more mi'ila. And as Rashi points out, Rabbi Shimon believes that Zrikat Lan motzi'a midei mi'ila, because Zrikat Kasher. As opposed to what we've seen in other opinions, the Zrikat Adam that's done after Lina, which we normally say is not a good Zrika, and has no impact in terms of Mi'ilah, Bishimon disagrees with that and says, even after Lina, even if the blood's left overnight, once you've done the Zrikat Adam, it's effective in removing the Mi'ilah from the Kodshei Kodoshim. So over here, if it's eaten the Basar before the Zrikat Adam, there's a problem with Mi'ilah. After the Zrikat Adam, even though this is a problematic Zrikat Adam, there is no longer any Mi'ilah. But you clearly see here from Rabbi Shimon that the pivot point is whether you did the Zrikat Adam or not the Zrikat Adam. Tani mihat, mo'alim bo, lav, to have a sha'ut the mizrika. Isn't it a case where there was enough time in the day still to do the Zrikat Adam? So even though you've done Kabbalat Adam, and you could have done Zrikat Adam, he didn't do it, but he could have done Zrikat Adam. Nevertheless, the Ibai Zorik, and if he wanted to, he could have done a Zrika, v'shvamina, heter achila shanino. It's pretty clear from here that Rabbi Shimon believes that it's heter achila. Because he requires Zrika to be matir the mi'ila. He doesn't say because it's omed lizarek, because zaruk dami. Here he did Kabbalat Adam one day. There was enough time to do the Zrika. He just didn't do it. That's the Zrika the next day. The Zrika is effective in removing the mi'ila. But the fact that it had the potential for Zrika has no impact. And that is like the opinion of Heter Achilu Shaninu. Versus Lo, the Kabbalat Samuch Lishkiat Achama. The Kabbalat Adam on the prior day was done right before sunset. The Lo Haya Shot the Mizrak. That there was no time left in the day to do the Zrikat Adam. Aval ayashaut mai. If there was time left in the day in order to do Zrikat Adam, what would be the din? Hachanami day mo'alin. Then you're right. There would be no mi'ilah because we would say kol mod lizarek zaruk dami, and therefore we would say that there is no mi'ilah. It's like heter zrika, where it says my iria detani lifnei zrika. So then, why did they brayta that we just brought discuss a case of lifnei zrika litnei? Kodem Nishkia or Lachar Shkia? Meaning that the real difference here is not about whether it was before Zrika or after Zrika, it's really whether there was enough time left in the day to do Zrika Adam or not enough time left in the day. The differentiation in the Braita should be between a case of, I have Shahut Bayom, where they could have done Zrika, even if they didn't do it, and a case where I did it so close to Shkia Tachama, that the only way you could do Zrika Adam was after Shkia, and therefore it would not be efficacious in removing the mi'ilah. So you see from this that it can't be that you're talking about Heter Zrika, because if it was talking about Heter Zrika, you would have worded the distinction in the Braita differently. It must be talking about Heter Achila. Where it says, Achanamiktani, that's exactly what it means. It's Kodem Shir El Zrika, before it had an opportunity to have Zrika done. Ulachar Zrika doesn't mean literally after Zrika, but Lachar Shir El Zrika. So they reword the, or amend the Braita to read in such a way that it's not really meaning before and after Zrika, which would imply Heter Achila, but rather it's talking about before you had an opportunity to do Zrika, and after you had the opportunity to do Zrika, which would sound much more like Heter Zrika, Shaninu Kan. Now Tashma, try to bring another proof. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh pigol shmo limbo, yesh pigol shein mo limbo. There's certain pigol that works and removes the problem of milah, and there's certain that does not remove it. Kate said, what's the case? Lifnei zrika mo'alim. If you have a machshevet pigol before zrikat adam, there's still mi'ilah. If you eat the basar at that point in time, you would be chayav for mi'ilah. La'achar zrika, after the zrikat adam, even though it's a zrikat adam of a pigol, ein mo'alim. It gets rid of the mi'ilah. Now, first of all, as Rashi points out, the svirle zrikat pigol motziah midei mi'ilah. The zrikat of a pigol does work as effective in removing the mi'ilah from kodshei kodoshim. And that is upliga de Rav Gidol Amarav. It's exact opposite of the position of Rav Gidol Amarav, who says when you have a zrikat pigol, it's ineffective at removing the mi'ilah. It's not good enough to remove the mi'ilah. So here you have Rabbi Shimon who's saying just the opposite. Zerashi implies that Rabbi Shimon is a problem for Rav Gidol Amarav. Tosafot, on the other hand, is not so comfortable having Rav Gidol Amarav, who says that zrikat pigol doesn't work, not be able to reconcile with a braita that says heter achila shaninu, because both of those should be the halacha, and therefore he's not comfortable and they're not having them reconcile, and therefore Tosfot comes up with a way to reconcile between this statement and Rav Gidol Amarav, as well as reconciling between Rabbi Shimon's statement and an opinion that says heter achila shaninu. So he creates a way that they both can fit in or explain the different positions, but obviously they are in some sense mutually exclusive. And therefore, in the end, it's true that Rav Gidol Amarav can't really agree with this position of Rabbi Shimon if you explain it about Heter Achila Shaninu. So now Gemara says, Tani mihat lifnei zrika mo'alim bo. So before zrika, you are still have mi'ilah here. Lav dahava shalud the mizrika. Isn't it in a case where there was more time left in the day to do zrika the dam? So hadi by zarik, if he wanted to do the zrika, he could have done it. Tani mo'alim bo, and says there's still mi'ilah. Shema mi'ad Heter Achila Shaninu. It sounds like, again, that we're talking about Heter Achila over here because Zrika is the pivotal point in determining whether there's Mila or not. Or it says, well, the law of a show, the Mizrike. There wasn't enough time left in the day when he did the Kabbalat Adam in order to do the Zrikat Adam. And that's why the Zrika is important here, not the ability to do Zrika. Aval, Havasho, the Mizrike, if there was time left in the day in order to do the Zrikat Adam, my, what would be the din? Achanami, the Nafik Mide Mi'ila. It would have not been Mi'ila. So my area, the Tani. So then why did the Bright differentiate between Lachar Zrika, Litnei, Kodim Nishkia or Lachashkia? Let it say whether there was enough time that the Kabbalat Adam was done in enough time that you could have done Zrikat Adam before Shkia and Lachashkia, or the Kabbalat Adam was done so close to sunset that the only time you could have done Zrika was after sunset, and therefore it would not have impact. The difference will be whether it's Lifnei or Lachrei Shkia, the ability to do that Zrika. That should be the distinction drawn in the Braita. Where it says, Achinami Kamar, that's exactly, again, we're going to amend the Braita, that's exactly what it says. Kodim Shir El Zrika. Again, it's before it is ra'ui l'zrika, and la'char shir el l'zrika, not before zrika and after zrika, but rather before it has the possibility of zrika, after the possibility of it having zrika. So now Rabbi Shimon over here has an opinion by Notar and by Bigol. The opinion is consistent here, which is that the zrika d'adam of Notar and the zrika d'adam of Bigol are both effective in removing mi'ilah. Both of them sound like that the pivotal point is the zrika d'adam, which means that heter achila shaninu. In both cases, the Gemara says, no. It can even be according to the one who says heter zrika. The Gemara says, if you say according to the one who says heter zrika, then the distinction you would have drawn in both these brayta is not between before zrika and after zrika, but rather whether you had sufficient time left in the day to do zrika, or didn't have sufficient time left in the day to do zrika, because if the possibility of zrika is enough, according to the one who says heter zrika, the Gemara says, enochanami, that is the lashon of these two brayta. It means kodim zrika doesn't mean literally before zrika, but before you had an opportunity to do zrika. And after zrika doesn't mean literally after zrika, but after you had an opportunity to do zrika. And therefore, you, even according to one of the heter zrika, we can explain this Gemara. Tosafot does raise one issue with Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, when did the pigol happen? When did this pigol happen? It says here that he was mefagel and then he does the zrika dadam. So now, according to one of the heter zrika here, pigol didn't happen at this point of zrika because he doesn't need zrika dadam. Number two is the zrika couldn't have happened at the kabbalat dadam because according to one who says, Heter Zrika Shaninu, he has to have a Kabbalah that is good. He has to have a good Kabbalat Adam. And that good Kabbalat Adam then allows you, Kol Amid Nizarei Kizaruk Dami. But you have to have a good Kabbalat Adam. So you can't have a Machshevet Pigul during the Kabbalat Adam. So when did this Machshevet Pigul transpire over here that you have Dam that is good, but yet it has Pigul in it? So Tosfot comes up with this concept that he had the Machshevet Pigul at the end of the Kabbalat Adam. He's standing there with the cup, the kos, and he's being mekabel the dam from the behemah. It takes time. So at the last point of that Kabbalat Adam, he has a Makshevet Pigul. So why is that help? Because the blood that he captured before has been sitting in the cup already. The blood he captured before sitting in the cup had Omed Zarek. It had enough time to be Zrika, and it could have been done with Zrika. So the elapsed time between the beginning of the blood coming into the cup to the end of the cup, in that period of time, there's also the blood that's gathered in the cup will be Omed Zarek. And because of that, it will be effective. It will be a Heter Zrika. So that's how he has this idea that it was a kosher Kabbalah, but there was a Makshevet Pigul, but it was all before Zrikat Adam. So that's how Tosva comes up with a solution about exactly what this case is. Then we have one more proof or attempt at a proof, Tashma. HaPigul B'Kodshei Kodashim Mo'alim. So when it comes to Pigul by Kodshei Kodashim, there is Mi'ilah. So my love, the Zarak. What's the case over here that he did Zrikat Adam and the Pigul by Kodshei Kodashim does have a din of Mi'ilah with it? Shmamina, Heter Achila Sheninu, it must be that we're talking about Heter Achila again. Problem in this bright is clearly that because it's Pigul. Because it's Pigul, and you have Zrika here, the Pigul ruins the Zrika, like Rav Gidol Merav. That if you have a Zrikat Pigul, it's not effective. My love, the Zarak, Shmamina, Heter Achila Sheninu, and therefore it's clear that Zrika is the pivotal point, because what we're going to be medayik from this is, had it not been Pigul, the Zrika would have been effective. But that shows you again that the pivot point is Zrika, and that's why we say Heter Achila Sheninu. The Gemara says, lo, to lo, Zarak. He didn't do Zrika. Oh, Zarak, my, if he did do Zrika Adam, what would it be? Achanami Dein Mo'alin Bo. So then we would say, there is no Me'ilah against Rav Gidol Merav, that a Zrika Pigul would be effective. It's just that he didn't do Zrika Adam over here. So my area, the Tani, but Kodshei Kalim Ein Mo'alin Bo. So then why is the second half that bright to say, by Kodshim Kalim, you are not Mo'el in it? Lenekan, you could have made the distinction in Kodshei Kodashim itself. Lenekan Lifei Zrika, Kan Achar Zrika. So if a Mi'ilah can be removed from the fact that you have a Zrikat Pigul, why don't you mention that? Why do you have to go to Kodshei Kalim to say Ein Mo'alin Bo over there, that the Zrika is ineffective over there? Let's talk about Lifnei Zrika and Achar Zrika. Lifnei Zrika, it's ineffective. Achar Zrika, it is effective in removing the Mi'ilah. So why do you have to go to Kodshei Kalim to learn about Ein Mo'alin Bo? You could have after Zrika be Ein Mo'alin Bo. Where it says, Ha'ati Leishmi'inan, Kol, Le'atuyeh Lidei Mi'ilah, Zrika Ketikuna, Maiti Lidei Mi'ilah. Anything that is going to become Mi'ilah, is proper Zrika brings it into Mi'ilah. Kol Afuke Midei Mi'ilah, something that's going to remove Mi'ilah, Afil Shelo Ketikuna, even if it's an improper type of Zrika, Mafki Dei Mi'ilah, it takes away the Mi'ilah. So now we have a distinction here between the possibility of bringing Mi'ilah versus removing Mi'ilah. In terms of removing Mi'ilah, any type of Zrikat Adam will be effective in removing the Mi'ilah. That's against Rav Gidol Merav. Because Rav Gidol Merav said before that if you have Zrikat Pigul, it's not effective in removing it. This, or the conclusion we're trying to draw from this Braita, is that it would be effective. The other din that we learn is that if it's to establish Mi'ilah, like by Kodshim Kalim, to bring in Mi'ilah, that would be only be effective if you do a proper type of Zrikah. An improper type of Zrika will not allow the Kodshim Kalim to become Kodshei Hashem and to have Mi'ilah. So the standard or the threshold will be different for bringing Mi'ilah. In order to establish or bring Mi'ilah, we'll have a higher standard. It has to be a kosher, has to be a Zrika Ketikuna in order to bring Mi'ilah. In order to remove Mi'ilah, you just need Zrika Adam period. Doesn't matter if it's kosher. Doesn't matter if it was done properly, whether it was a Pigul or a Lan or any of those things. Whatever it is, it can remove the Pigul against that position of Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav.
And the Mishnah says, Basar Kodshei Kodoshim Sheyatzad Lifnei Zrikat Damim. If you have the Basar of the Kodshei Kodoshim, which is eaten by the Kohanim, but it went outside of the Azara, the place where it can be eaten by the Kohanim, before Zrikatim was performed. Zrikat Damim is the matir for the Basar to be eaten by the Kohanim, and it left the Azara before it could have the Matir done, before the Zrikat Damim. This is a machloket, a sugya that we saw in Zvachim. V'le'ezer omer, mo'alim bo, the Mi'ilah remains with it. The Zrikat Damim is not effective because it was already Yotzei. Ve'in chayavin ala mishum pigul notar v'tameh. And it also does not trigger these psulim that can affect Kodoshim because it's outside the realm of Kodoshim now. It has a psul that renders it irrelevant to the world of Kodoshim. Pigul is machshevet pigul, having machshava to eat something that can be eaten either by Adam or Mizbeach during one of the four avodot, chutz lizmano, outside of the time frame that you're supposed to do it, or chutz limekomo, notar, it can't be left over. If it goes past the time for eating of the korban, it's not classified as notar, and tameh, Tamei, who eats that basar kodoshim, is not chayav. Even though, normally, if you have tumat aguf and you consume basar kodoshim, you would be chayav. That's only if a tahor can eat it. Over here, a tahor can't eat it. So therefore, being tamei does not have that implication. Akiva omer, eimu alimbo. The zrika is effective on this basar that left. And it does trigger these psulim that happen in kodashim. So for instance, if someone had a machshevet pigul about this korban, that basar would have a status of pigul. If one ate that basar, they would be chayav for pigul. If that basar was left past the time that the korban can be consumed, it turns into notar. And if a tamei, the tumato guf eats it, they will be chayav. Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'harei. And Rabbi Akiva brings a proof to his position. Hamafrish chatato v'abda. Someone who designated an animal for a chatat, and then it gets lost. V'ifrish acheret tachta. And then afterwards he brings in another animal to replace it. V'achakach nimtzeit harishona. Now he finds the original one. V'reish tehem umdot. And he has both of them in front of him. We know the din here that if he's mechaper with one, the other one's going to be mita, because that is a chatat shekipru ba'aleha. And so over here he's got to pick one of them. Lo, kishem shidama poteret bisara, kachu poteret basar chavrata. So here, in an instance where he shechted both animals, he shechted both chatot, and did kabbalat adam on both of those chatot, he has yet to do zrikat adam on either one of them. So the Gemara is going to call this, on Dav Zayin, is going to call this bevat achat. Does them simultaneously. It doesn't literally mean simultaneously, but rather, he shechs chatat one, and shechs chatat two. Kabbalat Adam for one, Kabbalat Adam for number two. Then he does Zrikat Adam for either one of them. Doesn't matter. And Rabbi Akiva says, don't you agree that in that situation, Kishem Shedama Poteret Bisara, just like the Dam takes care of the Basar of the first Chatat, Kachu Poteret Basar Chavrata, takes care of the Basar of the second Chatat. Im Pataret Dama Et Basar Chavrata, if the Dam of Chatat number one can take care of the Basar of Chatat number two, min amila, to stop it from being a classification of mila, dinhu, she pateret basar atzma. Certainly, it should be able to, or she pateret basar atzma, that it should take care of its own basar, even when it was yotzei. Because we got the dam is powerful enough to handle the basar of another chatat, and certainly it's powerful enough to handle its own basar, even if there's something else wrong with it, including yotzei. Now, the opinions, the Gemara tells us, zvachim, or to the extreme, meaning that Rabbi Elazar believes that what he said is true, even if the basar comes back into the azara. If you're taking the basar out of the azara and then bring it back in, when you do zrikat adam, it has no impact. And Rabbi Akiva is the other way around, to the extreme that even if the basar is still outside the azara, zrikat adam does have impact or effect on that basar.
I don't understand how Rabbi points.
Because he says, I have dam, zrikat adam, that is affecting another animal that is pasul. The other chatat, as soon as you do zrikat adam for animal chatat number one, chatat number two is pasul, because that is a chatat shekipru ba'aleha. Chatat number two is lemita. You had shechted it already, and you had brought the basar. And we know the halacha is with regards to that second chatat. Even though, when you do zrikat adam of the first, automatically the second one is pasul, it's still, that zrikat adam is effective at taking away the mi'ila, of course, from its own basar, but also effective at taking away the mi'ila from the basar of chatat number two. So you see that you have a zrikat adam that's effective at taking care of something that's pasul. But pasul on another animal. So certainly it should be effective at taking off the mi'ila from its own basar, even though that basar is pasul. Now the Mishnah has another example. It's the same machloket, but just with emurim. Exact same machloket. Emurei kochim kalim. You have emurim of a kochim kalim, which the zrikat adam makes into problem of mi'ila once it works. Shiatsu lifnei zrikat damim. They went outside of the azara, the place where they need to be located before zrikat damim. But there's a mer, emualim behen. They never attain the status of Mila, because the Zrikat Adam is not effective on them. They're not chayav for pigol notar tamei, those items that affect kodashim, sulim that affect kodashim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kishitatam lamala, he says, mo'alim behen, the Zrikat Adam is effective in bringing those emurim into the world of mi'ila, chayvin alem mishum pigol notar tamei, and also brings it into the world of kodashim, that these sulim that affect kodashim do apply to it, of pigol notar tamei. So the Gemara asks right away, V'hanei tarte lomali, why do I need you to tell me about the basar and to tell me about the imurim? Why do I need two bavot to the Mishnah? So trichi, I do need that. The i'it marba kodshei kodashim, had you only taught me the din of this zrikat adam by kodshei kodashim, hava mina, I would have thought, b'haka amar Rabbi Eliezer mo'alim bo, That's where Rabbi Elazar says there is mi'ilah, and the dam is not affected at removing it. Shum dezrika tiketikuna mafka midei mi'ilah. If you do a proper tzrika, that's what removes the mi'ilah. Shelo ketikuna, if you do it improperly, lo mafka midei mi'ilah, it doesn't take it out of mi'ilah. To bring something into the world of Mila, that he will agree to Akiva that Filish Lokitikuna, Mighty De Mila, can bring it into the world of Mila. Basically, in order to remove Mila, we're going to have a higher standard, because something that already is in the world of Mila, it's Kodesh Hashem. To remove it, you're going to have a full and effective Zrika. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. But maybe, when it comes to Imurim, which you're trying to bring into the world of Mila, and to make it into Mila, to Hachmir, that's like a Chumrah, then they will say even the slightest Zrikat Adam should be effective at bringing it into Mila, or the world of Mila. So that's why I need the Imurim. And had I just had the din of Imurim, and not of Basar, then I would have had the opposite conclusion. If you eat Mar Gabe Kochim Kalim, Avamina Gabe Kochim Kalim, Hudam Aru Kiva Moalim Behen, there I would have thought Rabbi Akiva thinks that you can be Moel Behem, Da Afilu Zrika Shaloti Kunam Maitili De Mila. Because even a Zrika that's improper brings it into Mila. Aval Kodshei Kodoshim, when you're talking about the Basar of Kodshei Kodoshim to remove the Mila, La Fukehu Shaloti Tikuna Lo Mafka Mide Mila. I would have thought Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Elazar that you can't take away Mila with this subpar Zrika. Kamash Malan. In the end, that they argue in both instances. They argue both by Kodshei Kodashim to take the Basar out of Mi'ila, as well as by Kodshim Kalim to bring the Himurim into the world of Mi'ila. Rekiva in both cases says the Zrika is effective at removing the Mi'ila or bringing in the Mi'ila, and Rabbi Eliezer says that the Zrika is ineffective in both of those cases.